Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Today's politics has me thinking about George Orwell's 1984, the dystopian novel warning about the threat of totalitarianism.
What I did not know was that Orwell volunteered to fight against General Francisco Franco's attempt to overthrow Spain's elected government back in 1936. He was seriously wounded, which means the book was almost never written.
George Orwell was the pen name used by Eric Albert Blair, who was part of Europe's anti-fascist movement and left England to join the PUM party in Spain and fight on their side.
After little training, he was assigned to a hilltop west of Barcelona. One morning, Orwell was walking in the trench when he describes what happened next.
Suddenly, in the very middle of saying something, I felt the sensation of being at the center of an explosion, with it a sense of utter weakness, a feeling of being stricken and shriveled up into nothing.
He had been shot in the neck, hit by a 7mm bore copper-jacketed Spanish Mauser bullet from 175 yards away.
Orwell survived, thanks to the lead round being encased in copper, keeping the slug from deforming and transferring energy to the tissue. It also missed his neck's major arteries and passing clean through.
Back in England, Orwell eventually wrote two famous novels of the 20th century, Animal Farm and 1984. Sadly, one year later, Orwell died of tuberculosis in 1950, cutting short what might have been a much longer writing career.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.